Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. McNeely picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNeely. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Ogden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Shea reaches second base with a double. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to third. Blue moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Schulte scores. Blue scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schulte moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Schulte scores. Kress moves to second. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Betancourt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shea strikes out. 1 out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Warner reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavner. Schult moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stoner for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Warner reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. McManus reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing shortstop. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Heilman throws the ball into Warner, who tags Kress for the out. 2 outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Betancourt moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo strikes out. 1 out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. 2 outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehring hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-4 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. McManus reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.